1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And we're
melting. What a world.
Hot.
What a world.
Oh my God. Ooh. You guys, it's like 93 degrees today.
There have been advisories in New York about air quality and pollution and heat. And I literally saw people passed out on 42nd Street with EMTs around them just from heat exhaustion. And I'm like, go home, tourists.
It sucks here right now.
It sucks.
This is what when I talk about not liking New York City, like, this is the New York City that I don't like.
Right.
The
really hot Chinatown garbage New York City.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why does it gotta be Chinatown?
That's just a reference to a really funny Amy Schumer sketch.
Oh.
Where, never mind, I'm not gonna go into it.
Yeah, I would take unplowed sidewalk New York City over July New York City.
July New York City is like what I imagine New York City was like during the American Revolution, where there was just like people were throwing buckets of poop out of their windows onto the streets. That's pretty much what it's like.
Yep. Except now everyone's looking at their cell phones too, so you have to avoid bumping into
right.
their sweaty skin.
Exactly. I literally like held hands with people on the street today because I was just like trying to move by them.
Holding hands is the most efficient way to do that.
Like, using the hands to
yeah.
jettison from
You're
one
like
person
Tarzaning
to the other.
You're like Tarzaning from one person
yeah, exactly.
to another.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of vines, I use yeah. tourist hands.
And then they take a picture of you.
Right.
And you're in their Facebook album forever.
Yep. So what's a song salad?
A song salad. A cool, crisp song salad. is a song that we write about a random topic in a random style of music.
And we thank you for listening and for following us on Twitter at SongSaladCast. We got a couple new followers this week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll give you something to smile at on your news feed or whatever it's called on Twitter.
And hopefully no more British accents.
Hopefully not.
Put that out there.
Haven't got the zest.
My mom did say she liked our British accents.
Oh, my mom too. Educational. And I don't think we swore at all in the last episode either.
That's also probably why she liked it.
Yeah. Should we jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Moodfuse.com. We need to spin the salad spinner, which this week sounds like...
Melting.
Smooth jazz. What better way to cool off in the New York heat than with some cool smooth jazz?
And I have a feeling our moms will also like this episode.
Moms love cool jazz. I mean, smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
And cool jazz.
Yes.
I got cool on the brain.
My mom did love Kenny G quite a bit.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself. People don't even know what smooth jazz is yet, and now you're talking about Kenny G.
It's Kenny G. Exclusively.
Also, the smooth jazz Wikipedia article has a big orange exclamation point that says this article has multiple issues.
I feel like most articles we end up using have big orange exclamation points on them.
And that's the quality of content you get here at Song Salad. Smooth jazz is a popular genre of music that grew out of jazz, makes sense, and is influenced by rhythm and blues, funk, rock and roll, and pop music. Musicians such as Kenny G, Ramsey Lewis, David Koz, and Spyro Gyra, I love Spyro Gyra, have had hits with instrumental recordings, while singers such as Anita Baker, Sade, Sting, and Norah Jones.
Oh, Sade.
Sade. Same thing. have found success with vocal releases. George Benson remains a popular smooth jazz artist as a singer and guitar player.
My first karaoke song I ever sang was Norah Jones's Don't Know Why.
That counts as like the pop side of smooth jazz, I think.
On a cruise ship when I was 18.
Really?
Yep.
Nice. Nice.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. So on Sirius XM Channel 66, have you ever heard this? Watercolors?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the go-to place
okay.
for smooth jazz. Watercolors. Nice.
So are smooth jazz artists either instrumental or vocal, and they don't tend to like mix?
Not necessarily. I think there's just, you know, in the category of smooth jazz, it's equally common to hear purely instrumental music and music with vocals.
Okay.
I know, like, Spyro Gyra, they're primarily instrumental. Kenny G is primarily instrumental, mm-hmm. but then you have, you know, singers too.
So why don't we just do an instrumental one and I'll go home?
Nope.
Oh, it's doesn't so work hard. That way.
In general, smooth jazz is down tempo, which means like 90 to 105 beats per minute range, which is, you know, like walking tempo.
Really? That sounds so fast to me.
No, like, I mean, 60 beats per minute is the seconds.
1 beat a second. Yeah.
So 90 is...
a whole half more than that.
Exactly. 1.5 per second.
It just sounds so much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Most of the time you have saxophones playing the melody and then some guitars and then a backdrop consists of rhythm section and synthesizer pads or samples.
Okay.
So, you know, I think we should do a smooth jazz song with vocals, but also have like a saxophone,
mm-hmm.
like Kenny G kind of duet thing going on.
Yeah. A duet. With Kenny G.
A duet between a singer and Kenny G.
Great. Yeah,
exactly.
I'll call Kenny.
Okay. This week's guest expert, Kenny G.
Kenny G! Surprise!
You won't know if it's really him or not because it's a fake saxophone sound.
It's just the saxophone sound. Kenny G is actually mute.
We should do an interview with Kenny G, but all of his answers are just saxophone sounds.
Oh my God.
That'd be really funny.
Yeah.
Smooth jazz is traced back to the 1960s. This guy named Creed Taylor, who was a producer, worked with a guitar player named Wes Montgomery, and they recorded instrumental and jazzy versions of pop songs like Eleanor Rigby, Say a Little Prayer, Scarborough Fair.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They're the Panera soundtrack people.
Basically. And that was the beginning of smooth jazz, and that turned into, you know, people doing original music rather than just covers.
Wow. That's very interesting. But that's literally all you hear in a Panera.
Right.
That
it's
and...
more like elevator music, yeah, kind of thing. Yeah.
Smooth jazz covers of Andrew Lloyd Webber songs.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like munching on your turkey bacon Bravo and you're like, is this Memory from Cats?
Right.
Played on a saxophone? Anyway.
There's a ton of information here about the radio play of smooth jazz, mm-hmm. and it seems like it has an interesting history. I don't know if it's relevant to us. If you're interested in that, go to the Wikipedia page about smooth jazz.
Guys,
but we're going to move on.
It's too hot for reading a lot.
And you know it's true because it rhymes.
Yep.
We're doing smooth jazz. Let's get our topic.
Let's get our topic. Let's just do it.
Yeah. We're going to spin the melty salad spinner.
Hot. Yes, yep. Please.
Submarine navigation. Oh man, I already hear the song in my head.
Does it sound like Yellow Submarine?
Nope, but it definitely has radar blips.
Oh my God!
Turn into music.
Awesome. All right, submarine navigation underwater requires. That was such a weird. Anyway,
why would it not be underwater?
Yeah. Submarine navigation underwater requires special skills and technologies not needed by surface ships.
Hmm.
No kidding. The challenges of underwater navigation have become more important as submarines spend more time underwater, traveling greater distances and at higher speed. Surprisingly, there is no orange exclamation point on this article.
Well, I mean, just because it's obvious doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah. Military submarines travel underwater in an environment of total darkness with neither windows nor lights. Operating in stealth mode, they cannot use their active sonar systems to ping ahead for underwater hazards, such as undersea mountains, drilling rigs, or other submarines.
That's scary.
That is scary. They just navigate blind?
Well, it's like echolocation, right?
But they can't use it. They can't use their sonar.
Active sonar. Well, I guess
what's
we're gonna
passive sonar.
We're gonna find out because this is a whole article about how submarines navigate.
Oh, too hot to read a lot, Scott. Surfacing to obtain navigational fixes is precluded by pervasive anti-submarine warfare detection systems such as radar and satellites. Antenna masts and antenna-equipped periscopes can be raised to obtain navigational signals, but in areas of heavy surveillance, only for a few seconds or minutes. Current radar technology can detect even a slender periscope, while submarine shadows may be plainly visible from the air.
Interesting. So, the types of technology that are used include...
Satellite navigation. Okay, GPS.
GPS, that's it. That's the answer. You don't need radar when you have GPS.
I guess that's true. Terrestrial... NavSat? Oh, NavSat, sure. I don't know what that is. A navigation satellite?
Sure.
Terrestrial radio-based navigation systems, largely supported by satellites. Celestial navigation using the periscope or sextant, seldom used anymore. What, really? No? No one uses a sextant to look at the stars to figure out where they're going? You have Siri now.
You
don't
do
need
celestial
a sextant.
Celestial navigation from a submarine?
Using the periscope.
Oh. Except you can't even raise the periscope anymore because other people can detect it.
I know. That's... crazy.
So, well, let's skip ahead here to the deep water navigation.
Okay.
Dead reckoning course information.
Obtained from the ship's gyro compass.
Measured speed and estimates of local ocean currents. So, basically, it gives you an estimated position based on, like, the ocean's currents and stuff around you.
Huh.
That's interesting. Bottom contour navigation. Same kind of thing.
That sounds
used
sexy.
In areas where... the ocean floor has been charted, and there's adequate variation in seafloor topography to give you your position. That's cool, too.
Fathometer depth measurements.
What word did you just say?
Fathometer.
Like how many fathoms
probably
deep you are?
Fathometer or fathometer.
Interesting. So we got to write a smooth jazz song about how these deep water submarines navigate.
This is really cool.
It is really cool.
So... GPS is the answer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Siri
is the answer. But it's still neat.
Yeah.
I'm definitely using the word fathometer.
You better. You know what we forgot to do?
What?
An example of smooth jazz.
That's okay. You can edit it and go back.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Our example smooth jazz track is going to be Sade's Smooth Operator. Coming at ya across the watercolor's airwaves. My smooth jazz band is going to be drums.
Yes.
Guitar.
Yes.
Bass.
Yes.
Probably a, like, electric piano.
Okay.
So not regular piano, not necessarily a synthesizer, but just like a electric piano is what they call it.
Keyboard?
Yeah, but it's... So electric pianos back in the day.
Uh-huh.
You... never had a keyboard like you do today where it has a million sounds. Mm-hmm. That's a fairly new thing. But like when electric pianos first came out, you had to buy a different like physical keyboard for every different sound you wanted.
Oh, that's dumb.
So there was like the Fender Rhodes electric piano. Then there was the Wurlitzer electric piano. And they all had their own sounds and people would like collect them and use them for different types of recordings. So those were individual electric pianos. And then this guy... with the last name Moog, M-O-O-G, came along.
That's amazing.
And invented the actual synthesizer where you could make different sounds in one keyboard.
Why did it take them so long to figure that out?
I don't know. I mean, so long was like 20 years.
That's a long time.
In like technology.
Computer technology, that's a very long time, 20 years.
You know, that's how long things take.
That's like if you were like, oh, this whole computer can only run this one program. And then this whole computer can only run this
other
program.
Yeah, that happened for years.
20, though?
No.
Yeah.
But people were more interested in the capabilities of computers than keyboards, as far as development goes.
Probably, yes.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
Drums, guitar, bass, electric piano. saxophone.
Yes.
I'm going to do a soprano saxophone, which is the type of saxophone that Kenny G plays, which is the highest of the saxophones, unless you count the sopranino saxophone, which is itty bitty, but no one ever plays it. And then vocals, which I will do because you're hot.
I am very hot. So hot.
What are you going to do as far as submarine research? Like, how deep are you going to go into this?
You're the worst. Probably not much past the Wikipedia article. Not going to lie today. There are a couple terms that I want to click into on the Wikipedia article. Particularly, like, the fun and interesting, like, different kinds of navigation systems, and just like see if there's anything else that strikes my fancy.
Okay.
But this was a pretty, as far as like the kind of Wikipedia articles we usually get.
Oh, this was a lifesaver.
Yeah.
This was great.
But but this is like an actually fairly fleshed out article compared to what we usually get is like some Latin term and a one sentence definition.
Right.
So, I think, like, I like the idea of it almost being from the submarine's point of view, but not, like, literally, but just, like, the feeling of, like, deep water navigation and, like, not knowing where you're going.
Yeah,
that works with smooth
jazz. Yeah.
Yeah. So, this kind of, like, guided by instinct.
Cool.
And also Siri. I don't know. We'll
see. That's great. Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what you got?
I got, well, first of all, it's too hot to read a lot.
Yeah,
so
I established that.
I read
A little.
About the gyro compass.
Uh-huh.
That's on the submarine.
Yep.
And I got as far as the first sentence because it made me mad.
Tell me.
A gyro compass is a type of non-magnetic compass which is based on a fast spinning disc and the rotation of the Earth, parentheses, or another planetary body if used elsewhere in the universe. End parentheses.
That's pretty funny.
Like, really? Are the Martians looking at Wikipedia in English?
And being like, oh, so ours does count as a gyro compass.
It could be Mars, right? like, screw you, gyro compass article. Like, you have your head up your own ass. I'm upset with you. Anyway, that's all I read. And then I just wrote something.
Hit me.
Okay. Also, my question, I've written a question. Does one sail a submarine?
No.
Does one pilot a submarine? I think you pilot a submarine.
I would say pilot is accurate. I'm trying to think if there's another word.
But then, if you're piloting the submarine, does the submarine fly?
I think you drive a submarine.
You just drive it? That makes me think of the submarine is like on the ocean floor going like...
what would it be?
It doesn't.
Maybe it's navigate.
Maybe it is navigate. That's so... tedious.
It is.
Because it doesn't swim. It doesn't sail.
Well, if anyone out there knows what you do in a submarine.
Or what does a submarine do?
What do you call a group of submarines? A pod?
Probably.
What are your lyrics?
My lyrics are, periscope down like the sun. Under the waves we behave as one. Bravely dive, boldly deep. In the dark, all the sharks asleep. And then here's the chorus.
Okay.
Where do we go? Where do we go from here? How far until? How far until we're near? Where do we go? Where do we go from here? How can we see? How can we see what's clear?
Oh. So introspective.
Both my Under the Sea songs have been very introspective. Yeah,
there's something about you and the sea and
Homa
self-discovery.
Homa Maculatum. I know.
Homa La Poma, not Homa Paloma.
Yeah, which I kept saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Repetitive, kind of wistful and ethereal.
Yeah.
Very Sade, I think.
Well, since I'm singing it, yep. It's already very Sade.
Sade.
Sade. Do you have a title?
Is it funny if it's Periscope Down and Down Periscope is a very famous movie?
Do we want it to be funny? Is this a funny song?
I don't know. It's definitely not funny.
Let's, you know, we're funny the past couple episodes.
Yeah, let's be serious.
Should we just make it Where Do We Go?
Where Do We Go? Yeah, no one will click on it, but let's make that the title. It's the most appropriate title.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where Do We Go?
Where Do We Go?
By Shannon
and
Sade.
Periscope down like the sun. Under the waves we behave as one. Bravely we dive boldly deep. In the dark all the sharks asleep. Where do we go? Where do we go from here? How far until we
like a baby's bottom.
That's my Kenny G impression.
I think Kenny G would have been proud of that.
Or he would have heard the fake MIDI saxophone and been like, oh God.
Yep, probably. Ah. And then his eardrums would have exploded.
Yep. I don't know if I'd call it jazz.
Why wouldn't you call it jazz?
Because jazz is a respectable art form. It's so on the smooth, like, sleepy side. It's like, yeah. I don't know. I guess it counts.
It was smooth jazz.
It was very smooth.
Hot jazz.
Hot jazz.
Hot jazz.
Well, I'm glad that we got a genre that let us, like, cool down and relax a little bit in this heat wave.
Yeah, if we had to do, like, grindcore or punk or...
Right.
Samba.
Too hot for samba.
It's too hot for samba.
Too hot to samba a lot.
It's too hot to do anything a lot, to be quite honest.
Including outros. So thank you for listening.
You've been awesome. Follow us on Twitter at SongSaladCast. Rate and review us on iTunes. And if you do, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast.
Yeah, and please subscribe to us. Mm-hmm. And you can check us out on SoundCloud too. Did you already say that?
No.
Great. We love you.
We do love you.
And we're happy to provide some submarine navigation-based smooth jazz for your listening pleasure.
You know, the right way to start your Monday.
And until next Monday.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're... Shannon and Scott. Shannon and Scott. One, two, Scott three, eight, four. Thank you.